Okay. So I hope you all are here because of the WordPress talk, because we shifted around a bit. So as Andy already said, my name is Matthias Pfefferle. I work at Automattic as an open web wrangler. I'm maintaining the ActivityPub plugin, and I'm a WordPress user since WordPress exists. So I even started with the predecessor of WordPress, and I maintain a lot of other plugins, but that would blow up the talk, I would say. Some facts about WordPress. It was founded in 2003 as a blogging platform. Now you would call it a CMS, I would say. It powers almost 43% of all websites. Huge potential for the Fediverse. And there are around 60,000 plugins that might also be federated sometime. It's open source and runs on the LAMP stack. Because there was a shift around, I wasn't sure if I had to talk about the Fediverse and the open social web now. Is everyone aware of that, the concept?
Yeah.
Someone unaware? Perfect. Okay, let's talk about WordPress and the Fediverse. Why WordPress? Why the Fediverse? That's very simple, and I'm very bad in marketing, so it's simply I'm using WordPress, and I was frustrated about the direction social media took back in the days to a more walled garden concept. So I searched for alternatives to keep the spirit of the blogosphere alive, a decentralized system, pingbacks, trackbacks, having comments on other ones' systems. So I decided to have a look at the Fediverse, and that started way before ActivityPub was even a thing. So I think it was 2011 when I first got in contact with the predecessor of ActivityPub, OStatus back in the days, in the glorious Status Identica times. And the first prototype allowed users to follow WordPress users, federating content and federated comments on that content. That got another boost when Mastodon entered the scene. They drove a lot of momentum to the Fediverse. They had quite a good timing when Twitter did some bad decisions. But there were a great movement, and I was really motivated to have a look at the Fediverse and WordPress again. But that escalated quickly. So about a year later, Mastodon decided to abandon OStatus. And after some weeks of frustration, I felt motivated enough to follow that direction and tried to implement ActivityPub for WordPress. And then there were another boost. Automattic got aware of my work and out of nowhere contacted me if I would love to work for them on open web stuff, including the ActivityPub plugin, which gave a lot of momentum on the plugins, code-wise and contributor-wise. That's the ActivityPub plugin. Some fundamentals about the plugin that maybe helps to understand why we took decisions we took. We don't want it. We don't want it to have to be to make WordPress a social network. So WordPress is a blogging platform, and it should stay a blogging platform. So we decided to, instead of making WordPress a social network, to adapt social interaction possibilities for WordPress, but the WordPress way, to integrate it as natively as possible. And it should work out of the box, a simple plug-and-play installation. And we also because of the 60,000 plugins, we also hoped to provide an internal API for other developers to hook into the core functionality of the ActivityPub plugin to then federate their own content. The installation is quite easy. You simply go to your WordPress backend, search for ActivityPub, and install the plugin. Then you get a little onboarding process that should help you understand how the plugin works in general. We do not force you to do any settings. As I said, it should work out of the box. The only thing you should take care of is WordPress normally works in a shared hosting environment, and there are a lot of other plugins that do stuff. So there is a possibility that hosting and other plugins work against the ActivityPub plugin. So these checks check the fundamental, the endpoints and functions that are really necessary to run WordPress. So you only have to take care about these if you can. These are things that the plugin itself cannot fix. And that's it. Now you are able to publish federated blog posts. Under the hood. But there is a bit more. Under the hood, that means because we want to stick to, as I said, to the WordPress UI as much as possible, we decided to go with the classic blogging editor and find ways to understand the blog post or the content the user is publishing. So there is an automatism that runs in the background that analyzes the content you write based on the length of the post, do you use a title or not, and decides what could be the best possible federated activity version of that to then federate it like that. We also try to hook into core WordPress functionality. Like, for example, WordPress has the concept of post formats, where the user can decide if it should be federated as a note or as a full article. And there's also the possibility to choose media types, for example, audio or video. And the plugin assumes then if you use the video content type or the audio content type, that this media should be in the focus. So if you use audio, for example, when you publish a podcast, then it highlights the audio and shows a nice little audio player on Mastodon. And there are other examples for a short note or the full content. And the nice thing about that is we do not have to care about the 500 characters of Mastodon. When it is not possible to directly hook into core functionality, we try to extend the settings that are already there and try to keep the UI and UX. That's, for example, the extension for the editor. You see here on the right side where the user can decide per blog post, if it's a public one, a quiet one, who should be able to quote that post, the number of attachments, and things like that. Because there's a lot of magic happening in the background, we decided to provide a preview option, hooking into the core preview possibilities to add a Fediverse preview version so that the user can see what will be federated. This, we decided to use the biggest one on the market, or to mimic the biggest one. It's possible to hook into that, so if you have an event plugin and you want to federate events, you can replace that preview with an event preview mimicking Mobilizon, for example. There's the common support for inline semantics like at replies or hashtags, and the plugin also maps these semantics to the core representations of WordPress. So if you use a hashtag inline, then it will be stored also as a WordPress tag and vice versa. With comments, it's really fine and straightforward. We can add these as comments on WordPress. The only difference that makes it a bit complicated is that WordPress was not built with social network or federation in mind, so there's still the local comment form, and we decided to have different thread possibilities. So if a common thread started on the Fediverse, it will be Fediverse only, to not have separated communications, so that it started on the Fediverse and then it went on the blog. And the same for local comments. If a thread starts local, then it stays local. It was a bit tricky to map shorter reaction options like boosts and likes, because there's no real pendant on the WordPress side. So in the end, we decided to use comments to store these, but take them out of the comment query and use a different UI for them. But because we use the comment WordPress type for everything, we are able to reuse the moderation queue of WordPress. So every like, reaction, or comment runs through the moderation process. So you can have spam filters looking through all of these. And we added an addition with block lists of several types, and also a possibility to subscribe to block lists. And for the bit richer content, WordPress provides, I wanted to say the new editor, but it's also about 7 years old, I think. But the actual editor allows to add blocks, or has the concept of blocks. Every row in the editor is a block, even if it's a paragraph, a block quote, or something like that, a table. And we extended that to add some social additions, for example, a reply block that allows you to write blog posts as a reply to another blog post or to a note on the Fediverse, and to add some common things like followers list or following lists. For that, you simply have to create a page and use that block. There are also blogs that provide profile cards and follow buttons. These can also be used in templates if the template supports blocks. How does it look like a normal profile should look like on the Fediverse, I would say. Nothing out of the ordinary. There's one addition that might be special for WordPress. You can configure the plugin so that the blog itself is an actor, and that acts as a group then, which allows you to be followable, if that is a word, on the Threadiverse, and then it looks like a community, and all of the blog posts will be listed as threads. For the developers, we have the common WordPress thingy, filters and actions en masse. So there are a lot of options to directly hook into the inbox process, to process inbox requests directly, to add things to the outbox, to filter the activities and add additional attributes before we send them out. We have persistent inboxes and outboxes. That means even if you miss an activity, you can repass the inbox or the outbox. And federating your own content as a plugin developer is as easy as storing something in the outbox, and the Activity plugin takes care of the federation then. And there's the common API endpoints. These are also extensible, and we take care, or the plugin takes care about the signature verification. If you are interested, if you're a WordPress developer and interested in building something on top of the ActivityPub plugin, these are three plugins that already do that. Maybe that's a nice reference. But aside from that, these are quite nice plugins that are also of value for end users. The Event Bridge, for example, bridges the biggest 10 WordPress event plugins to ActivityPub. Enable Mastodon Apps implements Mastodon API for WordPress so that you can use Mastodon Apps to publish something to WordPress. And Friends is kind of what we didn't want to build for WordPress. It's a community, overall community thing that also federates on through WordPress through the ActivityPub plugin. There are also challenges if you build directly, or if you directly extend WordPress and work inside of WordPress and the WordPress ecosystem, and that is mainly shared hosting, because ActivityPub can generate a lot of load, so it's very tricky to handle that load properly, to find a way to federate stuff in bugs so that the server does not go down. There are a lot of other plugins, as I already mentioned, that interfere with the ActivityPub plugin from time to time. Then there's a very limited way to use the WordPress database. So it is technically possible to extend that with custom tables, but that is not the common sense, and there might be servers that prevent that, so we decided to go with these, and that forced us to be really creative when it comes to storing events and remote users. And WordPress has still the differentiation between comments and posts, which makes it really difficult for to store incoming posts from the Fediverse, because it's always, you have to go always up the thread to find the first post, store that as a post, and the comment thread then as threads. And there's also something that is very special to WordPress, that's domain changes. That's a very common thing in self-hosted sites. That's not very common on the Fediverse yet. There are some creative ways to use Move for a domain change, but that's not very well supported yet. And there are some general things, the user. So in the WordPress world, the federated communication is not that common. So we trained users a lot to no longer be aware of the old days of the blogosphere, but using WordPress simply for publishing, deactivating anything that's that allows social interactions like comments, and fully rely on third-party social media to use cross-posting to federate or to share their content. So the most asked questions in the first year of writing the plugin was, okay, I installed the plugin, how can I connect that to my Mastodon account? And another one is WordPress is no social network, so we do not have the network effects of normal social networks. There is no local timeline, so it's very lonely when you first install it, and you have to really work on building an audience. You have to really push that out, and that is really hard work. But if you give it a try, it can be really amazing. That is one of our blogs, or that's the official blog of the ActivityPub plugin, and it went from zero comments to around 100 comments per post only by connecting it to the Fediverse. So it's really a magical thing, bringing back interaction to the blog again. And it's all yours. It's under your domain. You host it. You own it. You can do whatever you want. What comes next? One big thing we already started is the reader. You might have seen that I mostly talked about the publishing part, but we are actively working on the subscription part so that we can provide the full ActivityPub experience in the end. It's already working. You find that in some hidden in some advanced settings. And it's still, there's still some glitches, but I think that would be the main part for the next year. And I'm also personally excited about two other projects like the Starter Packs, because I think that is also something that helps block users to get seen, or their content gets seen, and the FASP project by Mastodon to have a decentralized discovery service system. So that's it. Thank you. Any questions?
Is WordPress prepared to help you format or integrate in the database extensions and the common solution?
Is the WordPress community prepared to pick up the changes for the extensions, so to improve their products for this obvious nice add-on?
I think that depends. If that is really a use case, and or if we can make that a use case, I think it's still very niche compared to other big plugins. I would hope that this changes some of the WordPress core database tables, or how WordPress thinks of internal object types differently. For example, there's also already the concept of posts being a sub-post of another one. So that's technically possible, but it's not used. So I would hope that maybe one day this work would positively influence the project. Yeah. Thanks.
First of all, I want to say thank you, Matthias, for bringing back comments to my blog. Since 15 years, there weren't so many comments since the times of the WordPress ActivityPub plugin. And the question is, what would you recommend when redesigning a blog and you're using a subdomain or a development domain and you want to keep your followers safe? What can we do then?
So that refers to the domain change thing? That's really a problem. So, and I have not yet a solution to that, but I hope that maybe the reactivated social web working group might work on something to fix that in the future. But that's one of the biggest issues right now that we cannot fix with more RAM or a bigger database. Yeah, but so there are some hidden features to trigger moves. Maybe we can have a talk later.
So one of the rules around FOSDEM's use of the university space is that we need to have folks seated in the room so that fire regulations and so on are kept for crowding and stuff like that. I know it sounds counter, but that's the rule. So thank you. Any more questions? I can bring a mic to you.
Maybe first a round of applause to this person,
yeah,
because he
thanks.
Built the EventBridge plugin.
Thank you. I think you won't like that question, but you have mentioned it, and I find it quite interesting. Can you give a short reference what becomes an activity per profile in WordPress?
What can you
What becomes an actor or a profile on a WordPress website?
So normally it's every WordPress user that has the right to publish something. And on top of that, there's the blog actor. And we have some hidden application actor that is doing the querying stuff. Yeah, but it's, does that answer the question? So I think in the end, it all comes to the possibilities you have in WordPress. So as I said, WordPress is very limiting in extensibility database-wise. So it's really hard to introduce new actors in the same way that WordPress users are stored. Especially if you use bigger systems like WordPress multi-site, because if you create something like an application user as a real user, then it is known on all blocks. So yeah, that can definitely be improved, but maybe someday we have an improved handling of the database generally. So.
Right, we're going to do some defragmentation here. We've got some gaps in the middle that will help to, if folks are staying in the room for the next talk, if you could just shuffle along, that'd be awesome.
Matthias, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So one of the things I think really contrasts strongly between ActivityPub and some of the social web, social network integrations that you see with WordPress is just the fidelity in terms of the content that you're sharing. Right. So when you're posting out to like Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever, you get, you know, an image, maybe a garbled version of the lead, maybe a title, and that's it. Is that a selling point at all for WordPress authors that, you know, you can see the full article on the Fediverse versus like a garbled mess in LinkedIn?
That's a tricky question because it depends. So over the years, social media managers were trained to use exactly that pattern. And they kind of used to love that, to be very explicit with, I want to share exactly that, and it looks exactly like that on social media. And it was a hard one to explain big companies in Germany that this does no longer play a role. It's, from my perspective, it's more you provide everything you have and the receiving platform decides what to show. So the WordPress plugin always provides a summary, the full content and some attachments, and then it's on the receiving party to decide if they want to show the full content, only the summary. And I personally really like that pattern, but from the perspective of a social media manager, this is often uncontrollable, and that might be the issue there.